In the southern Mediterranean Sea, planes and ships continue to search for signs of a missing Egypt Air passenger jet. The Airbus A320 was headed from Paris to Cairo when it went missing overnight. It dropped off of radars near the Egyptian coast. There were 66 people on board, 56 passengers and 10 crew. Officials in both France and Egypt say the plane crashed. The cause is unknown. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Cairo, where relatives of the passengers gathered.
Le Passage Hotel, on the grounds of the Cairo airport complex, is the kind of place you might come for a break from the unceasing chaos of Cairo. It has a comfortable bar in its large lobby, trimmed in mirrors and brass. There's fine dining and a disco upstairs. But today, it became a place for relatives of those on Egypt Air Flight 804 to come to await any news of their loved ones. Families stayed in a private back room with airline officials as hosts, keeping the media at bay. Outside, nine thin young men waited for a friend to come out from that back room. Half of them sat, half stood around in a sort of squashed circle, so no one was too far away from anyone else. They had little to say. One offered just this.
Just being with your friend is kind of support.
Just being with your friend is a kind of support, he said. That was more important for him tonight than the details of the plane's disappearance, officials from at least three countries are still piecing together. More than half of the 56 passengers were Egyptian, a quarter were French. According to Egypt Air records, there were two Iraqis, one Belgian, one Brit, a Canadian, a Kuwaiti, and Saudi among the rest on board. Egypt's civil aviation minister, Sherif Fathi, said the last contact the plane had was with Greek air traffic controllers, and it was routine.
It was just the regular contact between an aircraft crossing the airspace of the country. They didn't report any difficulties. It was just a normal, procedure.
But a few minutes later, nothing was normal. The plane disappeared from radar and lost contact. Fathi did not want to suggest what caused the plane to drop from 37,000 feet, but he suggested it may not have been mechanical failure.
The situation may point, and I say may, because I don't want to go to speculations and I don't want to go to assumptions like others, but if you analyze the situation properly, the possibility of having a different action or having a terror attack is higher than the possibility of having a technical...
The Egyptian minister refused to discuss specific possible scenarios or share his own theories based on whatever detail he may have known.
We need to wait. We analyze the feedback we get from our partners, and then thereafter we will make our own statements. And by the way, don't expect within days that we will make a clear statement, unless, of course, something happens, that we will make a clear statement about what happened to the aircraft. Look at the history. Look what happened with similar cases in the past.
Just over 6 months ago, a Russian plane leaving the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh exploded shortly after takeoff, killing all 224 people on board. A local ISIS affiliate claimed responsibility. Egypt long denied it was terrorism. Officially, they say, that crash is still under investigation. Emily Harris, NPR News, Cairo.